Welcome to Water Talk with Paul the Waterman, brought to you by Water Pros. Paul the Waterman is Colorado's expert on all things related to the water we use and drink in our homes. Have you ever thought about where your water actually comes from? Is it safe to drink? Is it harmful to my health, my skin, my hair? Paul the Waterman knows water and he has the answers. Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Water Talk. Now here's your host, Scott Watley, and owner of Water Pros, Paul the Waterman.
Old Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water.
And we'd like to welcome you to Water Talk, brought to you by Water Pros. 303-862-5554 is the number you can call to get that fresh, cool, clean water in your home. Water Pros will help you out. It's always good to have the man in studio, and that man is Paul the Waterman. You made it through another week.
We made it through another week. Amen. Happy. It was hot, almost melted.
Fun.
I'm telling you what, that was some pretty warm weather out there.
It was. And I mean, you know, at night, we're so used to it really cooling. It
didn't cool.
Dude, you go to bed and it's like 80, 78, 80.
Kind of reminds you back when, you know, living in the Midwest. Holy cow.
No.
I remember back in the day, we lived in Peoria, Illinois, real quick. It was one of those hot spells, and at nighttime, you know, the heat index and humidity was like 95 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I mean, with moisture, that's instant, you know, precipitation.
Yeah, we are very fortunate. We don't have to deal with all the humidity and all the different things like that.
But isn't that the doggone?
But 100 degrees is 100 degrees.
Well, that is, it is hot. It's hot, yeah. Especially at our elevation.
Yeah. Well, hey, if this is your first time to join us, we're here every week at this time with Paul the Waterman, and it is Paul Dowding, and he is the owner of Water Pros. And I'm telling you, it's hard to believe, over 4 years now we've been discussing water, but it seems like there's new material all the time that we can go over. And I sort of say I challenge you. I'm not trying to give a challenge. I encourage you. Check it out. What we tell you here is absolute truth. These are not scare tactics about, you know, health or quality of water that we're just making up stuff to get you to call Water Pros and get a water filtration system. Folks, this is true, and it is alarming. And, you know, we've had medical doctors on, but it doesn't take long to do a few Google searches, use your AI a little bit, and just ask about water quality and all the things that are in our water. And we're going to go over a lot of things here today with Paul. But, you know, if you ever have a want to call in, always feel free to do that. 303-477-5600. We'll take your question and get that answered. Paul offers a free in-home water test for all of our listeners, so take advantage of that. And again, to get that, all you have to do is call 303-862-5554. Paul, before we get started today, you've been doing a lot of work really over the last several months about mobile home parks and all, and you brought up some concerns there. And so bring us up to date. What's going on with that?
So I want to start. The Mobile Home Park Water Quality Act, Scott, was designed to ensure people who live in a mobile home park that are on well water, that the quality of water is within, you know, safe drinking water standards. However, now what's happening is that they passed a secondary rule with this law that's going to require mobile home parks to provide water quality that's greater than any municipality in the area. And I want to talk about this because there's a couple things going on. The Colorado Department Public Health and Environment are in charge of this program. But here's what happens, Scott. The state hires a company called Terracon. Okay. And Terracon goes out and tests the water. Now, what we ran into, and I saw emails, so I'm only going off of, you know, reporting what I saw and read, but Terracon went out to this property that we're working with outside of Idaho Springs, and they tested the water, and immediately me and Mark Whitlatch,
right.
We looked at it and we thought, wait a minute, this sample wasn't taken properly. And so they turned it in to the state, and it was a manganese issue. And the manganese levels were too high, and so the state immediately gets involved. And then our client started getting emails saying you're going to have a $300,000, you know, system upgrade, and, you know, you can apply for grants to help pay for this. And to me, that's a big red flag. First of all, we all know what grants are. Grants are tax dollars. So one thing that we learned that the state of Colorado, Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, they'll go find a property that says, you know, your water is not in compliance, but don't worry, you can apply for a grant. So a grant isn't, you know, isn't free money. It's tax dollars, and it's probably the money that they're trying to, you know, take Tabor away from us for.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that people like you and I are paying for this law. So, and the law means that, you know, required remediation, you know, for the water supply. Okay, so a mobile home park means that if you have a piece of property and you have three trailers, mobile homes, you're considered a mobile home park. So then that water that you supply to the your tenants are going to have to be monitored and regulated. This mobile home park we're working with has two wells on it. Each well is separately permitted. One well doesn't serve mobile homes at all. It serves three fixed cabins that, you know, cement foundation. One cabin's a duplex, so it's four residents.
Okay.
And then the other, well number two, services, you know, the actual mobile home park. Well, when this the Terracon did a water sample, they got, well, they test the well that supposedly failed, and again we questioned, you know, the how they took the water sample. Wasn't a proper sample, didn't let the well run, didn't let the water flush properly. And then we also, you know, I think they took it from a, you know, draining a hot water heater, so that's going to give you, you know, false readings anyway.
Mm.
Okay. So what happens is that, you know, because of this, the state automatically gets involved, tells the homeowner, the property owner, you need mitigation, and then he starts getting emails saying you're going to spend over $300,000 to get this done. And meanwhile, at that Terracon sample that failed, other samples that were taken passed were within the EPA's limit for manganese. So it's just that one sample. And then take it further, when we get involved, we did what's called a monitoring a plan. And so we walked the park, and we figured out how the water is distributed. So we said, okay, we saw two wells. Each well has its individual permit, and we diagrammed that from the state. And we said, hey, this well that's in question isn't part of the mobile home park. It's separate. There's no interconnection between the two wells. There's no shared water system between the mobile homes and these cabins.
Okay.
And the state is trying to use the Mobile Home Act to force the landowner to mitigate and treat the water, and it's outside of their jurisdiction because the four cabins don't fall under. And so I find it disturbing that the Mobile Home Park Water Quality Act is, in a sense, in its infancy, but yet the state is overreaching.
Right.
And so...
No.
Right? Yeah. So not only are they overreaching, but check this out. In today's world, we have AI, artificial intelligence, right? In the state of Colorado, if you're going to sell water filtration and install water filtration, you have to be a licensed plumbing contractor.
Okay.
Now, back in the day, before that, you know, law passed, mm-hmm. I think we've been under that for, what, 6 years now? Or more than that, maybe, you know, 10 years. So back then, anybody could sell water treatment, could install water treatment. So if you were going to do a installation or design of a water system that was under the guidelines of Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, they wanted an engineer to actually design that system to treat the water issue. Now, fast forward to today, there's hardly engineers out there that do this, right? But my question is that, you know, why not have a licensed plumbing contractor that does water treatment and has to be the ones to install it to design a water filtration system? It only makes sense. An engineer, right, legally can't sell. Now, he can design something, But doesn't mean it's going to be right. And if he designs something, then somebody else has to sell what he's designed. And what happens if that person looks at what he's designed and says, this isn't going to work?
Mm-hmm.
How many times have we talked about well water where if you use a single source backwashing filtration system, it's not going to work? I mentioned several times, if you have manganese, one of the common practices was putting in a green sand filter. And you have this, water softening control valve that has an air, it's called aeration. So the theory is that you're going to draw air into the water and it's going to precipitate the contaminant out of the water, like iron or manganese, for example. The problem here, Scott, is that it doesn't instantaneously precipitate anything out of the water. So by adding air doesn't mean you're automatically and immediately going to cause that iron or manganese to precipitate. It won't happen. So what happens is as the water sets, then naturally that contaminant precipitates. But there's two things. One, green sand is extremely heavy. It's like over 100 pounds per cubic foot. What that means is that during the backwashing cycle, when you want to rinse a filtration system, that green sand media is so heavy, it's not going to agitate, it's not going to lift. So what you have to do is you got to spray a whole bunch of water on top of that media that causes the oxidized contaminant then to bounce off the media and lift and go down the drain.
Okay.
Well, you have to have a flow rate. A well has to be a minimum of 12 to 15 gallons per minute for that to function properly. And if you don't, then what's going to happen is all that contaminant's going to work its way through to the bottom of that media tank. And then eventually you'll have more contamination coming out of that filtration system than you would the well.
Makes sense.
Okay. The other issue is majority of these units are single tank. So that means that, it has no choice but to use the same dirty water during the backwashing process as it does during the filtering process. Now, I hope everybody's following me, and I appreciate your patience out there. So what this means is that, you're engineering or you're designing something that's flawed, that's not going to work. It's technology, I think, is designed for the person selling that equipment, because then you're going to have to replace the filtration media. It's not going to have a long lifespan just because of the mechanics of it, how it operates. But the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, one of the things they state to treat manganese is that green sand filtration. And the other problem with green sand filtration is that it's acidic water will eat it up. So if you have acidic water, which is very common in Colorado, mm-hmm. it will absolutely destroy that filtration media. So we're dealing with, common sense is not so common. We're dealing with old school rules and regulations, but we're also dealing with, if you want my very humble opinion, Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment is overstepping and overreaching. An engineer, you've got these cabins that I'm talking about, has a well that is 3/4 inch copper. And so 3/4 inch copper, Scott, that's going to 3 different buildings, 4 residents. We have to look at this. What do we think the maximum flow rate for 3/4 inch copper is going to be? You're not going to exceed 12 gallons per minute. It's 3/4 inch copper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then you should engineer it to what the system is.
Right.
And so the problem is they want this guy, our client, to find an engineer to engineer a filtration system, for a small outfit. And what I mean outfit is it's a small well. The well is only permitted for 5 structures, and it's right now feeding 3 structures.
Okay.
Okay. And so I have a scenario here where I'm deeply troubled because, number one, this shouldn't be under their jurisdiction. It's a separate well. The separate well is not connected to the mobile home park. And just because it's one common owner doesn't give them the authority to basically dictate, and they're treating this like if this was a big system, and it's not. It's just a small everyday, basically, mm-hmm. no different than what you have in your house.
And they're just to review, so the first sample they took showed the problem. Samples after that have been within range,
correct.
So to speak.
Correct.
But they're still making them do this off of that one sample.
Because of that one sample, and that was from a company that the state hired, Terracon.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and so you failed once, that's it. So now what's happened is, is if I'm the owner of this property, I'm going to do exactly the same thing that he's doing right now. It's like, wait a minute, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? You know, all the other samples are fine. And then can you imagine if you had a company come out, right, this, and test the water and said, nope, you're in violation. And then next thing they do, they're sending you emails stating you're going to need $300,000 of infrastructure improvement for you know, basically four residents in three fixed buildings. Mm-hmm. So it's outside of the state's jurisdiction. There's no way the mobile home park law, water quality, that the state has any jurisdiction over this. And they're citing this law. They're citing, you know, Rule 10. So we're engaging. We're debating. You know, I sent an email this morning questioning their authority. It's just you don't have it. And somehow it's going to take some sort of judicial review,
right?
Because the state basically, in a sense, is standing firm. They don't. I'm convinced the state didn't understand how this park was set up. You know, after talking to them, they're under the impression that the two systems were connected, that, you know, the people that live in the cabins, you know, could get water from the mobile home park where they mm-hmm. can't. It's a separate water source, all, you know, end of story. And so if it's a separate water source, just because, you know, you're right next to a mobile home park, does that automatically mean that the state you fall, the state's going to, you know, fall under their jurisdiction?
Right. Or any other mobile home parks under fire, so to speak?
I can only imagine that they are. I can only imagine that they are. Here's the thing that's going to be really scary about this is people are being fined right now. Mobile home park owners, these fines are, in my opinion, are excessive. I mean, I know two such fines are over $10,000. Now, I know the Supreme Court, you know, a couple years ago, made a decision that, you know, you, number one, you can't have excessive fines. But number two, if you're going to have an excessive fine, then there has to be some sort of trial, right, that let, you know, a jury or somebody has to intercede. A state just can't automatically, bam, levy a fine against you.
Right.
So, you know, that's concerning. The second thing that is really concerning is that they write this law, and the second half of this law is meaning mobile home park has to provide someone, you know, water that doesn't stink, water that doesn't have iron content, and the water hardness that has to be under, right, I think 11 grains per gallon, which, you know,
which
that
is
would,
still hard, well, right?
But that would rule Highland Ranch out.
I started to say.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Commerce City. Yeah, I mean, so nobody has the infrastructure in place to meet these standards in a municipality, but they're going to make a mobile home park. And so let's go one step further. Here's the bigger issue. If you have a land that has well water, and that's it, and now you're going to have to add, you know, chlorination, because it's going to have to be chlorinated, then you're going to have to add some sort of backwash and filtration system. Well, that backwash filtration system, that water has to go somewhere. So now you're going to have to engineer a septic system to handle the backwashing water, engineer a filtration system. So last thing, you know, that I want to say about this is that I'm disappointed that the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment on this particular issue is trying to be hardline and they're overstepping their jurisdiction. And so when a state agency oversteps their jurisdiction and you're challenging them on it and you say, okay, show me the state, you know, legislation that basically gives you the authority.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not doing it. They're basically pointing out the law and says, I think in this case, or, you know, there's a part, I think it's Section 10 that they're claiming gives them the right to do so, but it doesn't. So that being said, engineering a water filtration system. I don't know anybody out there, if you're an engineer, you know, contact me at Water Pros. I'd love to talk to you about your opinion. Is there anybody out there that engineers water filtration systems for municipalities? But then my question is, with the state law, you know, you have to be a licensed plumber to sell it and to install it. So why can't that same licensed plumber be the one that designs it? And they can work with the state and sure. give them the state, say, this is why we make this recommendation. Because an engineer is a third party. And then what happens, Scott, if that engineer's recommendation doesn't work?
Mm-hmm.
Case in point, we're up at Alpine Village Mobile Home Park in Woodland Park. They had a system designed for radium. And it was two big single tank softeners that were using the same dirty water during the backwashing process. So then what happens? If you use the same dirty water, it's going to get upside down. If I'm using same dirty water that I'm supposed to filter as a rinse mechanism, then eventually I'm going to have more radium in the water than what's coming out, you know, from that filtration unit than what's coming from the well. It makes no sense. So then, but that was an approved engineered system. So then who should be responsible? Is it going to be the person that sold the equipment? Is it going to be the manufacturer? Or is it going to be the engineer?
Right.
So, I mean, it's like it's all about liability, isn't it? But the state right now has no liability because they can make all these recommendations. They can insist they have no checks and balances. You have a state agency that, in a sense, who's going to put them in check?
Mm-hmm.
So then that means that the public has to put them in check. But in order for the public to do that, then you have to, hire, right, an attorney who's willing to take on a state agency who understands that how many attorneys out there, you know, specialize in this field challenging state agencies.
Right. Man.
Okay.
Gets complicated. And you know what? I mean, 200,000, 300,000, whatever that number is. That guy that owns that can't afford. I mean, well, I'm saying can't. He might be able to stroke a check for it. But that's money. How many years is that going to be able to get back in rent money from
exactly.
a mobile home park?
This law really needs to be challenged because the other thing this law states is it prevents people from raising rent to pay for the system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's again, grants are, you know, are tax dollars. Grants aren't free money.
Right.
Federal grants are tax dollars. Any kind of grant is somebody else paying the bill.
Paul the Waterman is with us. It is Water Pros, 303-862-5554 is the number. We got to hit a quick break when we come back. Unregulated contaminants are in our water. We've talked about that quite a bit, but Paul the Waterman is going to shed more light on it. Coming right back.
How long has it been since you said to yourself, "I feel like a kid again"? That's exactly what I said when I finished my test ride at eBike of Colorado in Louisville. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at eBike of Colorado made shopping for my e-bike a very fun experience. And they asked all the right questions that led me to buying the perfect e-bike. Going for a ride on my new e-bike is the most fun way to unwind in the late afternoons, and I get a little bit of exercise. Hey, if you've been thinking about an e-bike, trust the largest e-bike retailer in the state. That's eBike of Colorado, 544 Front Street in Louisville. Oh, and be sure and tune in Wednesdays at noon for Just Try It, brought to you by eBike of Colorado. So if you are ready to feel like a kid again, go to eBike of Colorado. Just try it. I did, and I love it.
Hi, this is Scott Watley, and I want to take a moment to share something personal with you. I recently had cataract surgery performed by Dr. Robert Fish, and I couldn't be more pleased with the results. From the very first appointment, Dr. Fish made me feel completely at ease. He took the time to explain everything, answered all my questions, and guided me through the entire process. On surgery day, his professionalism and care were second to none. And let me tell you, the difference is incredible. Colors are brighter, my vision is sharper, and it's like looking at the world with brand new eyes. If you've been putting off cataract surgery, don't wait any longer. I can personally recommend Dr. Robert Fish. He truly gave me back my vision and my confidence. So take it from me, Scott Watley. Call Dr. Robert Fish today and see life more clearly. Call 303-730-0404. Colorado Eye Consultants, where clear vision begins.
How much do you need to lower your monthly mortgage payment? $200, $300, $400 or more? As rates decline, take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Over 24 years of saving Coloradans money. Low rates, lower payments, less costs. What makes us different is we listen. As an independent mortgage broker, we shop the top lenders to save you the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Want to purchase your next home? You can't qualify unless you sell your current home? Let us show you how to get the down payment out of your current home, qualify for the new one, and then sell yours for the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. So you want to buy a home? Let us show you loans that can save you money, low down payment, first-time homebuyer specials, fixed rates in the fours with buy-downs. Call for details, 720-895-0500, or apply now at aimortgage.net. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you.
Regulated by DORA and MLS 217-147, Equal Credit Lender.
Looking to gear up for your next hunt, fishing trip, or camping adventure? Head to the Outdoorsman's Attic, Colorado's largest consignment store for hunting, fishing, and camping gear, located at 2650 West Hamden. Hey, this is Scott with Sportsman of Colorado Radio, and you'll find wall-to-wall outdoor gear to firearms and ammo. You'll find incredible selection at unbeatable prices, plus clothing over 90 days old is up to 50% off, so there's always great deals waiting. Whether you're upgrading gear or just getting started, the Outdoorsman's Attic is a must stop. Mention Sportsman of Colorado for additional discounts. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, where smart outdoorsmen shop. Tell them Scott sent you. It's 2650 West Hamden.
This is AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Water Talk. My name is Scott Whatley, along with Paul the Waterman. Thanks for being with us today. Once again, we're here every week at this time. If you ever have a question for Paul, hey, give us a call. We'll welcome you on air. 303-477-5600 is the number. All right, Paul, these unregulated contaminants. Before we dive into it, my wife reminds me of this. She goes, sometimes you guys talk about things for a few weeks, and then when you jump back into it, not everybody has heard everything about unregulated contaminants. So let's do an introduction of what we mean by just that phrase, unregulated contaminants.
The EPA has a laundry list of contaminants that are in our water supply that are not regulated. And so what that means is that your municipality or your water provider doesn't have to test for it or report it. So, you know, that to me is no words. I mean, you mean, right?
I mean, so, those two words together, you can just tell you don't have to know anything about water. Those do not make sense.
So what I did is I went to Google AI. Everybody can do this. And I typed in, it's kind of funny, how many sex hormones in my drinking water? So sex hormones are generally not found in public drinking water. And if they are detected, they appear only in trace amounts measured in low parts per trillion. Well, what do we know about parts per trillion? That's exactly what the forever chemical contamination levels are, parts per trillion, and then, from part per billion to parts per trillion, and then we found out, you know, that the forever chemical also manufactures pharmaceuticals. This is something new. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency actively monitors seven specific hormones under the testing guidelines of the EPA Method 539. Okay. So estrogen, there's estrogen 17, estradiol, ethylene estradiol. These are synthetic, birth control. And then there's an androgen, it's a testosterone, and then there's androstene. And so globally, research has identified up to 16 estrogenic compounds across various water systems worldwide, including plastics and pesticides. However, the U.S. Geological Survey and other scientific bodies emphasize that modern water treatment plants effectively filter out vast majority of these contaminants. Now, this is where I went back. And I basically said to the AI, I said, that's a lie.
Right? Are you arguing with AI?
I am. I'm arguing with AI. I said, that's a lie. Water treatment plants, by design, do not remove pharmaceuticals. Okay. AI said, it's completely true that standard traditional wastewater plants were not originally designed to remove pharmaceuticals. Most basic systems rely on bacteria to break down organic matter, which leaves many complex chemicals in place.
Right.
Now, this is exactly what Mark told us, right? It's biology. So what I find is AI is, in my opinion, is being manipulated to give a false sense of security regarding water filtration from a municipal plant, because here's my question. How many modern, updated municipal water treatment plants we have?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mark's mentioned several times that their infrastructure is lacking, improvements is lacking. So one of the things they talk about is advanced oxidation. So remove pharmaceuticals, you have to have advanced oxidation combines UV light and hydrogen peroxide to destroy micropollutants. Activated carbon acts like a chemical magnet to absorb and trap complex medications. And so that would be a modern day water treatment plant. But then I said, if that's the case, why would the EPA, I challenged it, I said, okay, so if that's the case, then why would the EPA need an unregulated contamination list with pharmaceuticals as a major contributor?
Right.
So AI comes back. Now, again, folks, I'm debating Google AI regarding this topic. The EPA utilizes lists like the contaminant candidate list, and we're at CCL6 now, an unregulated contaminant monitoring rule, because their primary mandate is preventative public safety, not a confirmation that water is currently unsafe. EPA tracks pharmaceuticals for three distinct reasons. Verifying utility budgets. While modern and well-funded water plants use high-tech barriers like ozone and advanced carbon, older and smaller rural facilities may still rely solely on legacy treatment systems that cannot filter out pharmaceuticals. The cocktail effect. Even when, and this is something that I was concerned about, even when individual drug residues are dropped to incredibly tiny parts per trillion levels, scientists do not fully understand how decades of daily exposure to a mixture of multiple low-dose chemicals impacts human health. And then mass production growth. Hundreds of new prescription drugs enter the market yearly. The EPA uses this list to run national baseline testing, allowing them to gather data to determine if specialized treatment upgrades should be legally mandated nationwide. So what that tells me is that AI is being programmed to say, oh, modern water treatment plants, and they're giving out technology how to filter out pharmaceuticals. So they've designed a solution for it. But unfortunately, we don't have any of those modern filtration plants in our metro area.
Right.
So the other thing that I got out of that is something that I was talking about when they mentioned AI, mentioned the cocktail effect. I asked that question, especially when we do the reusable water. You know, and this is talk about decades of medication, mm-hmm. and eventually, you know, what's going to happen.
Have you, we've talked about Castle Rock reusable water. Have you heard that with any other municipalities?
No, but it's coming, because I can tell you right now, with this drought and water restrictions, it's only going to, and the growth. I mean, the growth is insane. I mean, I'm grateful, you know, for all, you know, that means that there's folks have jobs in the construction industry.
Sure, man, but.
But it's, it's going to impact. Mm-hmm. And then water infrastructure. And then the cost, you know, and the average water treatment operator, if you look up, the salaries are around $50,000 to $80,000 a year. Well, in the metro area, that's almost poverty level.
Mm-hmm. I know. So, and you know what? If we were to follow up next year and it was identical to this year, can you even begin to imagine where we'd be with water? We can't have another year like we had this year. I don't think.
No, it's not sustainable. The other thing, too, that we mentioned, you know, we did some research, and the aquifers are going to run low. These aquifers that everybody's tapping into, I can't imagine the amount of water. They call it ancient waterways because it's something that was, it's not refillable. So when the earth decided to settle down from its, you know, big boom development, and even after the dinosaurs, these aquifers, that water was there. So basically that tells me that these aquifers that are in the Denver metro area are, in a sense, encased in granite. a rock, mm-hmm. and so you're drilling through. So it's they're not naturally refilled. That's important to know. We also know that other municipalities take their wastewater and inject it back into those aquifers.
Right.
And so that's something to chew the bubble gum on, I like to say.
Right.
But, you know, what's happening is with the growth, I mean, you go up pretty soon in a short period of time, you're going to have houses all the way to Monument.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. And Colorado Springs to back to Denver is going to be one big.
Mm-hmm. Well, you look right there off I-25 in Lincoln by the Cabela's and mm-hmm. across the street over the
over that
sun,
growth is
there. Clearing out everything over there.
Go out east off of Powhatown and County Line Road. Take mm-hmm. County Line, you head east. You know, there's another several thousand dollars homes are going to be there.
Yeah.
So, see, this is really good. Think about it. See, the wastewater, so they got to engineer where's the wastewater going to go? Where's the water going to come from? So there's almost, you know, it's that newspaper, the Colorado Sun. A couple years ago, you know, we read an article where a Douglas County official is like, you know, it's like a bathtub and, you know, where all this water is and you got tiny little straws drawn from the same water source. Pretty soon, you're going to have no choice.
Right. Wouldn't it be cool if all these new homes got a system?
Yeah, Water Pros. I know. Wouldn't that be awesome? I'm telling you.
You got to find you. Get with a builder, man.
No, we tried that. That's a whole nother.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Mickey Mouse situation. If I'm my very candid opinion,
it'd be a great deal though. For
you know,
people.
You know something else that you know I'll share with you. Builders have their own little communication network, so they don't send emails. You have this communication thing you have to be a part of. The state of Colorado Public Health and Environment, they have this portal. So instead of sending emails directly and communicating to them with attachments like everybody else does, they have this portal, their own communication system mm-hmm. that you have to, communicate through and attach documents through. Unregulated contaminants in the U.S. drinking water is a public health challenge. I think one of the things, a big issue, we had this article, Scott, I shared with you that was done February 2025. And one of the things it talks about that the United States has experienced extended periods of insufficient investment in water-related infrastructure, which presents threats to the nation's health, financial stability, and national security. You know, there's a bipartisan infrastructure law that addresses these challenges by allocating more than $50 billion to the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, you know, representing the largest federal investment in water infrastructure ever made. The problem I have with that is that we know that there's fraud in the federal government, right? So, you know, this is because it's $50 billion.
Safe to say that, yes.
And so I think didn't the government shut down Medicaid payments to California and Minnesota because mm-hmm. of fraud?
You know, 90-something million, I think.
Yeah. So the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund receives $11.7 billion. Did you even know that that existed? There is a Drinking Water State Revolving Fund, receives $11.7 billion, $15 billion for lead service line replacement, $4 billion for emerging contaminants, and $5 billion through the water infrastructure improvements for the nation grants to make water systems safer and more reliable. However, the study provides review of current sources of drinking water. Hang on, folks, I've turned the page. Contaminants in the United States. This existing regulatory framework that governs drinking water quality and the operational status of public water systems, in addition, it examines prevalence and impact of both regulated and unregulated contaminants on the human body. So we didn't know. And I think, you know, that they're giving away our tax dollars to do the study. I mean, $1 billion is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to wonder, you know, how big's the sampling? What the heck is, you know, $5 billion going to, you know, where's this money go? I mean, that's insane. But they're, you know, testing regulated and unregulated contaminations in the human body. Additionally, the study addresses the disproportionate exposure to contamination experienced by marginalized communities. Meaning those that are, you know, rural areas, you know, smaller, you know. Did you know there's in the news where there's a town that the state's going to have to take over because everybody in the town board, the town government resigned? So nobody's monitoring that water treatment plant?
And you know what? And this is a little flow chart here. if you can picture this in your mind, I know radio over here, but when it talks about, like, got a deal here where it says contaminants in water, and then it's got sources, and it says physical contaminant would be sediment, chemical would be pesticides, biological, microbes, radiological, uranium. And then how that gets dispersed in the soil, surface water, groundwater, and that comes into the drinking water and then goes right to us. That's a lot going on in our water. If you think about it, dude, there's a lot going on. Well, and just getting a glass of water out of your tap.
There is. And so right now, one of the things that this goes back to, the disinfectant byproducts in water. So just the fact that they chlorinate the water supply, that's poison. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And so the disinfectant byproducts, because they chlorinate the water, then the trihalomethanes, the halocytic acids, the bromate, you know, those are all disinfectant byproducts, which are cancer-causing agents. They do damage to our body. And just imagine, you know, if you have a swimming pool and you want to have a chlorine range around 3 parts per million, you know, that's about what you're going to get in a municipal glass of water. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's no different than drinking pool water.
Sure.
And the reason why they want that, you know, 3 parts per million, they figure kids are going to go inside. If kids urinate in the swimming pool, it's still going to be safe to swim in. It's kind of disgusting, but that's what the theory is behind it. But mm-hmm. But then when you take organic matter, which is in absolutely in your drinking water, and you mix it with the chlorine, now you've got those disinfection byproducts. So all this means is that everybody really needs to have a point of use for reverse osmosis. Everybody should think about a whole house filtration system, you know, to remove all this. And then, you know, one of the things you also talked about is they have viruses and bacteria that are on the EPA's unregulated contamination list and also on the contaminant candidate list. So whole house ultraviolet light, you know, to zap this.
Right.
You know, if everybody does their own research, they see for themselves that, and then when you talk to somebody that you're looking, you know, I want to, you know, purchase a water filtration system. First of all, you want to make sure they're a licensed plumbing contractor. Secondly, you want to make sure that they understand what they're talking about, because water treatment isn't plug and play.
Yep.
You know, then you got the Safe Drinking Water Act that defines a contaminant as any physical, chemical, biological, or radiological substance present in water. Well, they're all there. And then uranium is something very common in Colorado. And, you know, just keep in mind, the tax dollars spent, you know, several billions of dollars doing a out in Fort Collins reservoir that they can't use because uranium levels are high. And you know what their theory is there? They're going to let it basically sit for a while to see if the uranium eventually settles to the bottom of that reservoir. So right. They can start using the water there. Physical contaminants influence the visual quality of water. So, you know, that is, you know, you can have floaty dirt, which is turbidity. That's something that the EPA really, really monitors on. So if you have air bubbles, if you have a glass of water, especially out east, there's a lot of turbidity. You can have floaty dirt and water sits, and then you get sediment. I was out of house a couple weekends ago out east, and you know, they had floaty dirt. She thought it was an iron problem, and no, it's gray silt, it's dirt, and you can see it in the back of the toilet. That brings in carcinogens. Right. It's not safe to drink.
Right.
You know, biological contaminants, including microbes such as bacteria, viruses, and parasites. Well, we have viruses in the water supply. I mean, I'm convinced COVID was spread through their drinking water. Absolutely it was. And you know, the viruses, remember, if you go and you test for a pharmaceutical, they test for cocaine, heroin, what's that other really bad drug, Scott? It escapes me. Fentanyl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if they test that in wastewater, that means human, it's in the water supply.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are the kinds of things that, you know, don't dissipate. A modern up-day water filtration system to handle the volume of water, you're talking hundreds of billions of dollars that it just aren't there.
Right.
So when AI says, oh, this is the modern day system, how many, I guarantee you there's no modern day system right now in the Denver metro area that can do that. So that's something that we all have to understand. When you do AI, remember AI, you know, is being fed data.
Sure.
And so, you know, that doesn't, we have to do, you know, secondary research to make sure. But there's no municipality right now in the Denver metro area, to my knowledge. And because if it was, Scott, they'd be advertising it.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be all over the news.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Paul the Waterman is with us. It is Water Pros, 303-862-5554. Hey, that's the number you can call right now. Get Paul to come out, do a free in-home water test. And, hey, as he mentioned, a lot of companies out there that can offer a lot of different filtration systems, but you need somebody that's licensed and knows what they're talking about. It doesn't take long to, hopefully you agree to listen to our show and you understand Paul knows water. So I'll tell you what, we're going to hit our last break. Coming right back, we're going to tell you how Water Pros can help you right after this.
Turn a normal day into an adventure on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Caranzi, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Just try it. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Need new glasses fast? With Stack Optical's on-site lab, you'll get your prescription glasses in just 3 to 4 days. No long wait times. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I've trusted my eye care to Allen Stack and Stack Optical for the last 15 years. Eye exams are only $69, and that should be a part of your physical checkups each year. For over 50 years, Denver has trusted this family-owned boutique eye care center for premium vision care, custom eyewear, and expert repairs. See the Stack Optical difference today. Call 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. And tell them Scott sent you. Stack Optical. Since 1968, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886.
With the weather heating up and summer plans in place, make sure your pets are ready for the season too with the caring team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and whether it's for a checkup, vaccinations, parasite prevention, allergy care, dental services, or surgical needs, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is ready to help your pet stay healthy and active all summer long. Planning a vacation? Their professional boarding services make it easy, and you'll know your pets are being cared for by people you can trust. And if your dog or cat needs a little freshening up, their professional groomers will help your pet look and feel its very best. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, no matter what your pet needs, they've got you covered. Privately owned for 25 years, they are certified by the American Animal Hospital Association with its highest rankings and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050 to schedule your pet's next visit. Check out their website at LoneTreeVet.com. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. It's the place where my pets go.
You're listening to AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Water Talk. Paul the Water Man is with us. Now look, I know today has been a lot of information, all the things that's in our water, but there is help. So we're going to spend our last few minutes here with Paul telling you what Water Pros can do. It all starts, though, with you picking up the phone and calling 303-862-5554. That sounds old school, doesn't it? Picking up the phone. And
picking up the phone.
Phone and call. Yeah, okay. or just tell Siri, call Water Pros.
Call Water Pros, okay. Right? Call AI, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
But it starts there, you come out.
I got to interrupt you, Scott, because now I'm really excited. Forgive me for the interruption, but we got a Haystack Help Radio special that nobody out there can beat.
All right.
All right?
Let's do it.
Ready? A 3/4 of a cubic foot water softener.
Now, what does that mean to me?
You? Okay.
Yeah.
It's a 24,000 grain water softener. It's the capacity, okay. Right? That could handle family of two, family of three, ideally without any issues. It uses low salt, low water usage, okay? The outstanding price of $1,800 installed. Haystack Help Radio, okay. $1,800. I mean, that would beat any retail, because you go buy a softener at a retail, you still have to hire somebody to install it. $1,800, made in the U.S. of A. And that's going to give you soft water. We still got that tankless RO on sale for, $1,800. So think about this. $1,800 for a water softener, $1,800 for the tankless RO. That's $3,600. You're not going to get a package price from anybody.
I mean, what have you seen? And I say this with respect, because you don't stretch the truth when you talk about numbers. What have you seen systems that would compare?
8,000.
Yeah.
Minimum 8,000. So, I mean, save $5,000 and call Water Pros. Get your tankless reverse osmosis and your whole house water softener for combined package price of $3,600.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's a deal.
You can't beat it.
Yeah.
I've been working really hard to put this together, and I was anxious. And, everything that we talk about today, I want to educate people because two things that bother me, Scott. One is government overreach, right? Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, what they're doing, I think, is way wrong. And, and elections matter. And when you have one party control, this is what we get. I mean, we really need to pay attention, and it really kind of bothers me that, the Republican Party in the state wants to be foolish and nominate somebody that has got, a Mount Everest uphill climb, and now we're going to be even stuck with this Phil Weiser guy. And what scares me is that these rules and regulations are only going to get worse, and it's people that, like you and I, are going to pay for this because grants aren't free money. It's tax dollars. Okay. So we point out all these solutions or all these issues.
Right.
The solutions that we have, you need a water softener. You need, you get this tankless reverse osmosis, gives you 600 gallons of drinking water a day. You're at $3,600.
Right.
If
that's a deal.
you can't go wrong.
Right, right.
And so I encourage everybody, the last couple of minutes, do your own research, folks. Get out there and educate yourself so you can see for yourself what's going on, learning what the EPA doesn't tell us.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, I got in an issue argument with Google's AI, and he said, you're lying to me. Because then it says, yeah, okay, there's municipalities, there's infrastructure. So the technology in theory is there, but it's not in place. So, you can't have a false sense of security.
Right.
So how many people would challenge and argue AI?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Just pull the water.
That's right.
All right. 303-862-5554. And, hey, when you call, let them know you heard Paul here on Water Talk, and we'd appreciate that as well. 3 minutes. When you go out to customers, and we'll take listeners from the show.
We got 3 minutes. I'm interrupting you. We got to say hi to somebody, Scott.
Okay.
Forgive me, guys. He's a longtime listener to KLZ.
All right. Hey, I'm up for that.
Yeah. And so I want to say hi to this guy. Come on. Are you serious? I know. The calendar. Okay. Bill Farron, longtime listener to KLZ. I was out to his house yesterday, talked to him. I want to say hi. Did a water test. He's really hard water, high chlorine content. He's got a Brita pitcher filter that wasn't working, and so that's good. You have a false sense of security there. But Bill's a longtime listener, and so I want to say hi to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Bill Farron?
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks,
right.
Bill.
Now we have 2 minutes.
Okay.
Now, but when people call you from the show, what seems to be the thing that made them dial the number?
I think it's the continuous education that we do, yeah. giving them the facts, and I really do. I don't think anybody out there does what we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you that, dude. I mean, you know, typical salespeople or installers, you know, they don't know.
We're not doing an infomercial.
Right.
Right? You know, we want to, and we educate. People have to understand that our water quality, water is life. Water, everybody in a sense got real quick is reusable water. Think mm-hmm. about it. You know, it's we have over 100 years of modern day civilization. And when water, you know, water infrastructure first started developing in the late 1800s.
Right.
Right. So I think we have over 100 years. There's old infrastructure, but contamination builds up. Contamination doesn't dissipate. And that's the mistake they make. And then they say, well, it can't be that bad because the contamination's leveled out a part per trillion or a part per billion. Well, that was enough for the EPA to outlaw forever chemicals. Mm-hmm. That small of a contaminant in the water, and the EPA said, no, you can't have any of it. The whole world has forever chemicals. The whole world has microplastics. Microplastics bring in all these other carcinogens. Everything that we talk about contamination-wise can attach itself to a piece of microplastic, and it's then taken into our body. Microplastics are in our brain. So these are real deals.
Right.
So that way, if you get a tankless RO, gets you 600 gallons of drink water per day, you'll never run out, supported by a whole house water softener that supports the reverse osmosis, all for $3,600.
Call now.
Right?
Don't wait. 303-862-5554. Once again, it is Water Pros, waterpros.net. Paul will help you out. Paul, have a great weekend.
You have a great weekend, too. Thank you, everybody. Right. Do your research. God bless.
Thanks for being with us today for Water Talk.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.